Ready, Tanya?
No, my headphones aren't in.
Becca?
I'm ready.
It's been a day, I'll tell you that much.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Yes, we are.
I just did this on my Insta story, so you'll see it soon. How was everyone's weekend?
Woo! So good.
So good.
Oh, yeah? I'm sorry to jump in. This, if I may, my weekend.
Okay.
We almost had the ultimate parent dream night.
What does that mean?
Both of our kids away at sleepovers.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And we did have partial because we had a great dinner. We had a great movie. And at 12:30 in the morning, we got a call from the 8-year-old saying, I want to come home. So we didn't get the sleep in part of the date night, but we had a nice night.
Anyway. Oh, so you had a good date night.
We had a very good date night. Yes. Thank you for asking.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's a big deal.
It was nice.
I feel like people don't realize how, I mean, myself included, thinking how much things change when you have kids around all the time.
Yeah.
To have like.
Well, you kind of know because you have Phoebe.
Right. She is there all the time. And I have sisters who are there all the time. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I guess I kind of get that, too. But I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. It was nice to be out without having to pay a babysitter.
You know?
That's another factor, too.
Well, other people are the babysitters.
Yes.
Taking them on.
That's right.
All right, Easton, what about you?
My mom was in town, and she got to see my new house.
Oh,
so that was really exciting. My uncle works for Universal Studios, so he let us drive the golf carts around on the back lot. Oh, I got to go to the Back to the Future
set.
That was really fun. Yeah, it was a nice weekend.
Yeah. Tanya? I didn't see Tanya. I haven't seen her this weekend.
I looked at her Instagram to like see what was she doing this weekend for stuff for us to talk about.
Right.
It was a ghost town.
She wasn't very active.
No.
I, on the other hand, probably had the most like active week I've had.
Most active ever.
Yeah. I went out on Wednesday. I didn't go out on Thursday, but I had plans on Thursday. I went out Friday and Saturday.
Mojo rising.
Mojo rising. I think Mojo is back.
Nice. Can we get a sound effect? The ding, 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 ding,
ding. Sure.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
Anyone? Okay.
So here we have it.
What?
It's so sad that we have to wait. There we go.
Yeah.
Mojo's back,
baby. I was saying to Tawny last night, we were FaceTiming, and I was saying,
by the way, thank you for answering my FaceTime.
Yeah. I feel like I've done pretty well. Feel like my percentage is up right now.
It is. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Happy friend over here.
Great. That's mainly my, the one goal in life these days, make sure Tanya's happy with me. You were quite needy on what day was that? Saturday.
Yeah.
And I asked Tanya to go out. Like a bunch of us were going out and I was like, oh, let's go out. She's all, what did you, oh, I need to, I'm. I think you're like getting in bed early that night.
Oh, yeah.
was it Friday? Were you cleaning your makeup brushes?
I'm not going to lie. I was complete zombie this weekend. I don't know what happened last week, but I think I'm still was like reeling from spring break. I was just all over the place. And all I wanted to do this weekend was like chill. I like face masked. I hair masked. I cleaned out drawers. I went and saw places to live. Like that's all I did. Went to church.
Wait. Speaking of places to live, so last night we're talking about, I said, I don't know, if, in my head, I'm like, I don't know if this is super arrogant, but since we talked about my mojo, I feel like I could go on a dating app and be like, to any guy say that I've matched with, hey, do you want to go out? And it would happen.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like strong mojo.
But anyways, I was asking Tanya, I'm like, what about the dating apps? Have you tried that lately? I mean, you know, I don't love them, but, you know, it is something that's happening in our society that makes it easy to go on dates. She was like, yeah, I have them all, but I just don't have time. And I was like, what? Like with what? And she's like, I'm looking for a condo. I'm looking for somewhere to live. I just don't have time. And I'm like,
you guys, it is like a full-time job. I feel like when I'm not here, I'm either looking at places online or looking at them physically.
I'm also looking for a place, and I have not had any trouble being social or doing other things with my time. I don't have like a like set job like you do, but I mean, I still feel like I could find time to swipe a few times on a dating app.
Yeah, that's true.
Tanya has like, you know how old people, like you can do one thing in a day. Like today I went to the grocery store, like, that's it. That's Tanya.
That is so not me. 500 things in a day.
They're all very like errandy though.
Very errandy.
They're not very fun. They're very
errandy, or they're like one-on-ones. Like I love meeting up for like coffee or like a meal with like one person at one time.
Let's talk about let's go into one of these topics that we're going to talk about, which is Tanya wants to ask out a girl.
Oh yeah. Okay, so actually you know about this. So I met this girl, Natalie, at Raquel's birthday dinner. Remember I was telling you about her?
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like we're meant to be friends. Like, I think she's...
I don't love this, but cool. Anyways, go ahead.
So she's like, we've had similar... I told you that dinner was like really deep. Like we all had this like really deep conversation. And she has had a past similar to mine in terms of like relationships. She's now married, loving husband. Like she's a girl boss. She just like kind of like rules at life. Yeah. And I just want to be friends with her. And I feel like I'm like coming on too strong. Like it's so weird. Like I'm like, can we hang out? Like, so I'm like making friends as an adult is so awkward and weird.
Is it?
So weird.
I feel like sometimes if you have a good time with someone, it's like, cool, let's do it again.
But you know me.
I think you're like, I wanted to be friends with you so bad when I first met you, and you like did not seem into the idea of it. So,
do you think she feels the same way?
I'm sure. I mean, if you're texting her as much and like being as, you know, sometimes as, you can be a little bit needy towards me, but I'm assuming you're not doing that to her already.
No, and like I would never, like, I don't want her to be my best friend.
I just like I was trying to figure out how to ask that or like clarify that not.
That position is filled.
No Thank more you. Applicants, please.
Thank you. But you can be a good friend to Tanya.
Yeah, this girl's so, I feel like you would love her too. She's just so there's something so cool and just like she just has it all together. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm like, yes.
Where is it right now? Do you still text her and stuff?
Yeah. So we actually were supposed to hang out yesterday, but we both were just like super lazy.
She'd already done something.
She already went to the mail room.
<In the valley>.
So we might hang out. She was going to maybe possibly hang out today, but I'm like, I'm already so loopy from just the day that I don't think it's for the best.
Yeah. Well, gosh, yeah, that would have been a lot to go have like coffee or something.
But I feel like I got to do something soon or this moment will pass.
I know. It's been a while.
Guys, I don't know if there's that much pressure on friendships. I think we're treating this like a relationship. Like you don't want to let the moment pass. I think it's like...
It is a relationship though in
I mean,
a way.
They are relationships. But
3 months from now, the woman's going to be like, who? Tanya? Yeah.
No, maybe Tanya's not forgettable.
Oh, thanks, Becca.
No.
So,
but,
yeah.
So are you the one who initiates like, we should hang out?
Oh yeah. But she's pretty good about like, if we set a day, she'll text me and be like, we're still up for today. And then like, I've had to cancel. She's had to cancel. She's very busy. She's like running the world.
Okay. So
I'm literally obsessed with
okay,
her.
Okay. So both. Not so creepy. Eventually both of you are just going to need to have a time where you're both available.
Yeah.
And willing to like leave the house and.
Yeah.
Make friends.
Totally.
But I will say sometimes you meet someone at like a party situation and you're like, oh, that's so fun. Like we're going to be friends. And then you make plans to hang out and you're like, you kind of get nervous. Like, is this going to be as fun as it was when everyone else was around?
What if they think I'm lame?
Yeah.
In this setting.
Like, what if we don't have anything else to talk about past what we talked about at the group party?
And then you like start thinking of questions you can ask.
Yes.
If there's a lull in conversation, I'll say this.
It actually is so much like a date.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. How funny. I've never like put so much pressure on it to think of it like that. But I did notice some of our scrubbing in listeners on the Facebook group are like trying to hang out and meet up.
I know.
Oh, I love that.
I know. It's making me so happy.
So happy.
And boy, the I know my value and I'm not giving discounts.
Oh my goodness.
A life of its own.
Nothing made me happier than the listener that screenshotted her text with a guy and said, literally.
To just save me any confusion.
She literally used your text and sent it to a guy. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
We are changing lives.
And
people.
One texted a guy saying, I know my value and I'm not giving discounts anymore. Said that to him.
Yeah.
He said, all right.
Man.
Bye. But it's great. You are empowering people.
It's so good. Yeah. It makes me so happy.
Yeah. That your quote has really taken off. No discounts.
No discounts.
Not happening.
That should be our next hashtag. Hashtag hope he's not listening. Hashtag love over fear. Hashtag no discounts.
There we go.
It's good.
Now, last week we had the reverse catfish, we called it. Were you, am I being catfished?
Right.
Well, that's kind of fizzled. Uh-huh. Now Tanya's new thing is the accidental airdrop.
I need to hear about this because I haven't yet.
It's actually genius. It didn't work out so well for me on Sunday, but I did it at the farmer's market. So the this is how it works, okay? So you see someone that you think is cute.
Okay.
Okay.
I can tell how disastrous this is going to be before you even finish.
It just wasn't the right setting. So I tried it at our farmer's market.
Just give her perfect? How is it supposed to go?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
This is how it's supposed to go. You get a really bomb photo of yourself.
Okay.
And you are in proximity of a really cute guy and you airdrop it to him.
How do you know his name?
You just know, or you just throw all caution to the wind and say, hope he gets it.
At a farmer's market, there's so many people walking around.
So I tried it because I was like, this is a brilliant idea. Oh, so I tried it at our farmer's market. By the way, looking like so haggard. Like, I know I look so bad at the farmer's market. I really need to step it up. But I wish you would have seen me because I was running around like with my phone out, like trying. So then I just started testing it just to see if there was like people that would pop up in the area.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just sending rogue photos out. And everybody kept in reject. I was like, this is so bad. And then the two people that accepted, I don't even know if it was the right guy because the guys literally just didn't even like look up or anything. I don't know which phone it went to. And it was just bad.
So what's supposed to happen in this like ideal situation
is he sees the photo and says,
you guess the name right.
Yes.
You send it to him. He accepts it. Looks around for you.
Yes.
Says like, that's her.
Yeah.
No, he says, it looks like you sent this to me by accident. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. My name's Tanya.
Tanya, nice to meet you.
And then off we go.
That's the ideal scenario.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that have to happen that if it worked.
In the right setting, this could really, really
it's
work.
It's an icebreaker that doesn't seem calculated.
I don't think what my biggest confusion is, how do you know it's the right person? If there's like three guys and you have a Jeff, Bob, and Frank, and you want to send it to Frank, but you send it to Jeff.
That is a risk that you run playing the game. But what if it works out?
I mean, then you should probably marry him if that ever works out.
My next move that I want to try it is at like a group dinner or like some sort of like party where there's like a limited amount of people and I'm not just like going rogue at the market.
Like picturing you running around with your cart at the market.
So good. And the best part is I was sending a Whole Foods ice or a Whole30 ice cream recipe.
That's what you were sending?
Yeah.
It wasn't a photo of yourself.
No. Because well, okay, I felt less threatening because I'm in the...
I think that was a key error here.
Yeah. Because why would they look up and search for you from a Whole30?
Yeah, I would decline a text.
Me too.
I thought it was less threatening because I was at the farmer's market and it had like ingredients and stuff.
Of course it's less threatening, but it's not going to make things happen.
And you do need... I just tried this out. So I'm putting this... And I see Easton, Erica, Amy. There's no pictures, so you just don't know.
You just go wrong. Yeah. I haven't perfected it yet, but once I do, it's going to be a game changer. I see people.
Listeners, this might not be as successful as the catfish.
No, let's just say try it at a dinner party or at like a closed environment where it's like a party.
Maybe try it in a party situation where you know people.
Farmers
know their names.
Yeah, grocery store, not great. Like Disneyland, probably not the best.
No.
Yeah, so like.
This is a good opportunity to remind people to change the name of your phone because you'll have maniacs like Tanya trying to figuring out that your name is Jeff and that your phone is unlocked and you're at the farmer's market.
I was just surprised at how many people were rejecting my airdrop.
Yeah, but now that I know it was a recipe, I 1,000% would have rejected that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mistake. But if I was, a lovely blonde girl, I'm single.
Yeah.
Let's see what this is.
That's what I'm saying. If you sent like a good selfie, I feel like a guy would be like, this
is weird.
Because
he'll think it's a reverse flirt. He'll think, watch this. Oh, maybe I can try something. And then all of a sudden he is the aggressor, even though he doesn't even realize she dropped the handkerchief.
Exactly.
He's got a handkerchief in his pocket. How did it get there?
Tanya put it there, but he doesn't know. Wow.
I can see this working for people. I hope if you guys try this, if anybody tries this and it works out, please let us know.
Please. I'm dying to hear a success story from this new tactic.
Yeah, it's so
good. I've pranked people at Disneyland with it before, with AirDrop before. I was on Pirates of the Caribbean once. It's a dark ride. So guy was filming the ride with his phone. It was super bright. So what I did, I started airdropping him pictures of Michael Chiklis, who's an actor that I like, to interrupt the recording.
To get him to stop doing it.
Then I had this brilliant idea. I changed the name of my phone to Disneyland Operations.
Wow.
I made an image that says, please stop all video recording during the ride. I send that message to them. They think Disneyland is contacting their phone directly to tell them to put their phone away.
Wow.
And it's brilliant.
It's pretty brilliant.
So, yeah, wow, that's very smart. Level, yeah.
So that's taking AirDrop and using it for evil, and it's sinister. But
no, I think that's good. They don't need to be doing that on the ride.
And, you know, now my phone is permanently called Disneyland Operations, and that's okay with me because it's a role I've chosen.
It's a role you've taken on.
Exactly.
Do we talk about Grey's Anatomy or do we wait?
We should mention our guest today because that's exciting.
I know. I'm beyond excited for our guest today. We have Candace Cameron Burr here. We don't know if it's Burr.
I think it's Burr.
Okay.
Burr.
So, Mark, you think it's Burr. She thinks it's Burr. And
you think it's Burr?
I actually thought it was Burr. But we watched the YouTube video and they introduced her as Burr. But we're like, maybe she said it wrong. Hmm. So we're gonna set it straight. Anyway, DJ Tanner from Full House, let's just call it. She's here, and we're so excited. Not yet, but she will be here.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Amy just walked in. Did you think we were clapping for you?
No, I actually knew you were not.
We're just like Amy.
We were teasing Candace.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Candace, how close is she?
In fact, I actually was filled with pride because I thought, oh, Becca is doing her job of teasing.
Oh, well,
guest.
That was Mark. So we got to give credit where credit's due. Yeah.
That's because Mark and I have been writing notes to each other about ways to make the podcast better.
Yeah, we're really always trying to make the podcast great for y'all, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's really great, but for y'all, we're just always trying to step up our game.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
I was going to come up with some inspirational about how you can always keep growing and getting better, and it's gone.
Ooh, no, true. Give me a comparison. Awesome. I mean, the pie and pleasure thing really took
really
off last week.
Yeah. I have nothing. Like, it came in my brain. It was something about, like, get to the mountain so you can see. Was it get to the mountain so you can
climb the mountain.
So you can see the view, not so that the view can see you.
No, so you can see the world, not so the world can see you.
The view can see you.
There was a thread on the Facebook group about that. What are your favorite quotes from the podcast? And everyone was another Tanya.
Well, of course.
Version of a popular expression. And it was hysterical what people remember.
But it is true. We are always wanting to evolve and be better.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
On the podcast and in life. Personally in life.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Beachbody? Because it's a game changer.
Oh my gosh. Oh. I do want to talk about Beachbody because we had a girl. Well, I've seen quite a few posts about Beachbody on the podcast or on the Facebook group because people are always asking, like, what do y'all do for fitness? Yeah. Or
there's one girl in particular that lost like some crazy amount of weight doing the at-home Beachbody.
I'll look for it, but it's so hard to find.
I know. I screenshotted it. So let me, yeah.
Great. Yeah, I mean, we already talked that I literally cannot find anything on the Facebook group. Once I see it, it disappears. But what is Beachbody On Demand is that it is a streaming service that gives you instant access to a variety of super effective workouts that you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. They have several trainers on there that some of them that you'd recognize. Sean T, Shailene Johnson. Shailene Johnson was the one that did like dance videos, right? I remember my mom doing that. Tony, I did them with her. And then Tony Horton, who I think he did, P90X. Yeah. Yeah. He was massive.
Okay.
He was massive.
I found our listener. Her name's Liz, and she posted in our Facebook group. She said, y'all, this is sort of super embarrassing to share, but long story short, I gained a lot of pounds after getting married. Anyways, I started one of their programs, is Beachbody. One of their programs just launched. I'm currently on week 8 of 12. I'm waiting to take my final photos at the very end, but here's my 5-week progress side by side. It's insane, her side by side. Like, I guess you can see it if you go to the group, but like, it's a significant difference. And she said she followed the plan and the nutrition guide 100%, and she said it 100% works.
That's amazing. I was going to get to that. So they have tons of workouts. So whether you want to do like circuits or yoga or literally anything you can think of, arms, abs, legs, mm-hmm. whatever it is, it's on there.
And like however amount of time you want. Like if you have mm-hmm. short amount of time, if you have a long amount of time.
Yeah. And you can view it on your computer, your web. If you can get internet on your TV, on a tablet, your smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, pretty much anywhere that you can stream a service. They have a nutrition plan that you can follow. And I feel like we talk about this a lot because working out is one part of it, mm-hmm. but a very important part to having a healthy lifestyle is nutrition.
Abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah, they are. I am working on that part.
Here are some more from the Facebook group. Samantha Thompson, I use Beachbody. I love it. Emily Hand, I also use Beachbody. I love it. And then they discuss, well, I forget, what is the code exactly? And they're not exactly sure. And then, of course, somebody jumps in and says, here's the deal. You text Becca to 30 30 30. And then they're like, thank you, got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So everyone's loving it. And those who aren't loving it aren't on it yet. And they're getting on it now.
Yeah. They're going to love it.
It's awesome.
I am looking. I want to try it. My main thing is that I do want to focus on the nutrition part of things. And then I don't really like leaving the house, as we've discussed, but I can do it from home, which is really nice. Right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text Becca to 303030. So you'll get full access to the entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and the support, it's all totally free. So again, that's just text Becca, B-E-C-C-A, to 303030. So that's Becca 303030. What did we text to 303030?
Becca!
Tony was panicking.
I was like, when are we gonna do it together?
Okay, so Candace is on her way.
Right.
She'll be here in a few minutes. In the meantime, we have a couple of requests of you.
Okay.
We named this Becca Tanya BFF Surprise. I'm not sure if that's the name going forward, but that's the short-term temporary name.
That's a cute name.
Megan asks, my best friend Carissa and I are super obsessed with your podcast. We always talk about your girls and how inspiring you are. We always cry every time Tanya cries.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of crying, her boyfriend just moved away and she's so sad. It was a sudden promotion and we're excited for their future and now we're just waiting for that ring. But she's having a hard time and I really want to do something to make her feel better. Could you guys call her? It would literally make her life. Please don't let me down. She says, I'm more of a Mark, she says. I'm not really a Becca or a Tanya.
So that means getting... she's stable. She's
I was gonna
stable
say, she's very just like emotionally balanced.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. We're putting up Megan right now and then we'll call and try her friend whose name is?
Carissa.
Carissa.
Hi, Megan.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, it's Becca, Tanya, Mark, Easton, Amy. We're all here.
The whole gang. I'm so excited.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
Super good.
Super
I got
good.
To lay out for the first time.
Where do you live?
I live in Corona.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah. So it's super warm today then, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah. And everything. It's good. Yeah. My girlfriend, Carissa, she actually lives in LA.
Oh, so. Fun.
Wait, we're going to call Carissa.
Yeah, wait, tell us about. Oh, wait.
Yeah,
kidding,
tell
we're
us.
Calling her.
Oh, we're calling?
No, go ahead. Tell her. Tell
yeah,
us,
we want to know about Carissa. Like, how did y'all become friends? What's the backstory?
Yeah, we've been best friends since high school. We met in choir, actually. And we did like tours and stuff with our choir group. And then we've been best friends ever since.
Wait, what am I going to say?
Janice AC, this is Carissa.
Hi, Carissa. What company are you with?
Janice AC.
Oh, hi. This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In.
Oh, my goodness.
and Megan's on the phone, too.
Oh, my goodness. What is this about?
We just were calling to say, hey, we heard you love the podcast.
I'm obsessed. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you're the sweetest. And we heard that your boyfriend moved away and that you're kind of sad about it. And we just wanted to send some love your way.
That is so sweet. I know I just visited him in San Francisco and then I had to say goodbye and I was so sad.
Was that the first visit up there since he moved?
It was the first. He moved away like a month ago. So
wait, so here's my question, because I was also in a long distance relationship. Do you keep anything? Like, what do you keep of his? Like, in your bed? Do you keep his cologne? Like, I used to keep his cologne. I would spray my pillows with it when I was missing him really bad.
I feel like that's such a Tanya thing to say.
That was literally about to be my next statement. Was like, wow, nothing's more Tanya than that. I love
it. That was the most Tanya. And Becca would be like, no thanks. I don't want any of his stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm fine on my own. He's gone. I finally have the space to myself.
I totally love, like, like wearing one of his t-shirts to bed because they're always the comfiest when they're really big.
Oh, that's cute.
So is the plan, are you thinking you'll move up there or are you seeing like how the promotion goes and maybe he'll come back?
Yes, exactly. Like he might come back. So we're just waiting for that.
Okay.
Yeah. How old are you? How old are you, Carissa?
I'm 27.
Oh, fun. Okay.
And y'all have been best friends since high school?
We have. Yeah. We've been best friends. There's four of us.
There's four friends that are like in the group?
Yeah.
Yeah. Regina and Hannah also. We call each other the sisterhood.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, wait, Megan, did you tell them how you started listening and like what happened?
No, I didn't.
No, tell us. What happened?
So when we were driving up to visit the fourth friend, she lives up in Lake Tahoe. And like back in high school, we made a rule, like you can never live more than, what was our radius?
4 hours.
Like, 4 hours away. And she moved like, whatever, 8 or 9 hours away. So we were so sad. She moved away. So when we were driving up there, it was the three of us. And we listened to your guys' podcast for like 5 hours.
Because I hadn't heard it. It had been going on for a few weeks. So we listened to like 3 or 4 of them. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're us. It's so fun.
I know. It was our favorite. That.
So yeah, I know Megan said she's more of a Mark out of all the crew.
Which I respect. Yeah. I respect that.
We were like, oh, so she's emotionally balanced is what you're saying.
She's 100% the Mark. She is.
What are you, Carissa? Who are you?
I'm probably a mix of Becca and Tanya, both of you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What about the other two? Do y'all have any diagnosis for them?
What do you think, Megan?
Hannah's probably like a Mark, too. And Regina, they're both married. So, I don't know.
A lot of love. Yeah. A lot of emotionally stable humans listen to them.
Yeah,
podcast,
we have
a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good to know. Maybe we could learn a thing or two from them.
Totally.
We always listen and then we talk about it every week. So we listen on Monday after work and then Tuesdays, Megan and I debrief every single week.
I love this so much.
That is so funny.
Yeah. And then my sister listens to it too. So then she'll text me. She's like, oh my gosh, did you listen to this minute? And I'll like go listen to it.
Well, they're all going to be very excited this week.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. They're going to die. It's also
Megan's
half birthday today.
Celebrate
half birthdays.
Happy half birthday. I love that y'all celebrate that.
So Megan has been telling me to answer the phone for I don't know how long. And every single time I get so mad at her. I'm like, why can't you tell me what it's about? She's like, you'll see. You'll be happy. I promise. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, why do I have to answer in the middle of the day at work?
Oh, well, we're so happy that you answered. And Megan, thank you so much for emailing us. We really, really appreciate you guys so much. I have no idea.
So good talking to y'all. It was so fun.
It was so fun. It feels so natural.
I know. Feels like we should be part of the sisterhood.
You should. You can join.
All right. Well, y'all have... Yeah, go ahead.
We're waiting for you guys to do something live so we can come to that.
We
want that to happen. So just for all your listeners, we're excited about that if it happens.
Okay. Good. It's going to happen.
Okay, good. We'll be on the lookout for that. And I'll also be on the lookout because I live in Venice. So I'll probably run into you on the street one day.
Perfect. I hope so.
Thank you guys so much.
We love you.
Have a good week.
Guys, bye.
Bye.
It's very true. I've been running into podcast listeners all over the place. Disneyland. One of them was at church yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. They're all over LA.
I know. It's nice that a lot of people come, that when people like have come up to me in public, they're like, I love the podcast. It used to just be Bachelor. And I feel like, well, I have something else.
Yeah, girl.
I have something else under my belt.
Yeah.
Are we going to wait to do our next surprise?
We could try one more. I think we have time.
Yeah, you know, good. Should we talk about some beverages?
You know what? That would go great right about now.
Yeah, I agree. Because what's better with friends than a glass of wine?
Not much.
Not much. We have talked about Wink before. It is such a brilliant idea. It is a wine subscription where they send you wine straight to your door.
Yeah. I mean, again and again, Becca, really. She's one of those I feel like you're such a millennial in the fact that anything that you can get delivered to you, you opt in for. Like anything.
There's been people in the past who have been on their couches so long they actually grow into the couch and have to be surgically removed from it. I feel like Becca's the most likely of the people in this room.
I was out this week. So maybe I've turned over a new leaf. But listen, I still like my groceries and my wine being delivered to me. Yeah, that won't change whether I leave the couch or not.
And the best part for me is that these wines start at just $13 a bottle. That's such a good deal.
I know. And they do a taste test. So when you have like a little palate profile quiz when you go on the site, and they ask you questions like, how do you take your coffee, certain things like that, so they can match you with the wine that they're going to send you.
Yeah.
And if they send you a bottle that you're just like, I'm not really into it, you send it back and they'll replace it. I don't even know if you have to send. Do you have to send it back?
Well,
they'll just replace it.
Yeah, because you would have drank it.
That's so exactly right. So you're not sending it back, but they will replace it. Like, please don't send your wine back.
Half bottle and have them drink wine back. Thank you.
Yeah. called out. Each month they have new wines. They have the super popular Summer Water Rosé, which is one of my favorites because I love rosé.
Yeah. And there's no membership fees. You can skip any month, cancel any time, which I love.
Yeah, but why would you, you know?
Yeah, but what
sometimes
if you're, like,
you want to cleanse or something?
Yeah, or if you're like going out of town.
True. Okay, so if you want to, I know that we both have talked about we struggle like going to the store and picking out wine.
It's the worst.
Because you're not a...
sommelier. Yeah. Not at all.
Discover great wine today. Go to trywink.com/Becca. You'll get $20 off of your first shipment. Again, that's trywink.com/Becca. That's BECCA for $20 off. One more time, trywink.com/Becca.
All right, this next one's a little bit more a risky one because we don't have the emailer's number. But we do have the friend's number, so we can just try her and see what happens.
Oh, okay.
This is from Rachel. She says, Tanya and Becca, my best friend Alyssa is the reason I started listening to Scrubbing In. She wouldn't stop talking about how relatable you two are and how she's obsessed with the podcast. She's a PA, a physician's assistant, and super into your Grey's references and medical talks, so I started listening, and now I'm obsessed too. After dating a horrible guy on and off for almost 10 years, Alyssa finally broke off the relationship for good and met the most incredible guy, Scott. They hit it off instantly, and it didn't take long for him to propose. They are the sweetest, most loving, and genuine couple I have ever met, and that's majorly downplaying how truly amazing they are. Oh, I've never seen a couple more perfect for each other. We're planning Alyssa's bachelorette party in the Finger Lakes, New York, sometime in April. This is my official invitation for you girls to join us. I know it's a long shot, but if you could just call to congratulate her, she would freak out. Please help me out. I'd love to be able to see her reaction to hearing your voices or, you know, maybe tasting some wine with you. From Wink. Wink. But let's try her. I mean, we're going to try Alyssa. I don't know if she'll answer or not because we're calling out
so
of the blue.
Fun.
Random California
number. We don't have Rachel.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, I guess she'll be able to hear it on the podcast.
That's true. Okay.
Wait, let's pretend we're somebody else. So like...
Hello?
Hi, is Alyssa there?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Alyssa. I'm so sorry. Is this a bad time for you?
Nope, it's fine.
It's a good time?
Yes.
Okay. My name's Tiffany, and I was just calling to see if you enjoy wine on the weekends.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Because somebody told me that you had a bachelorette party coming up. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's really cool. Can you hang tight one sec? My assistant needs to talk to you.
Yes.
Oh, hi. Hi. This is Becca. Hi. This is Becca Tilly. And Tanya Rad.
Wait, are you lying?
Your friend Rachel emailed us and said that you...
Sorry, I tried so hard to pretend I was like a telemarketer, but I had no idea what to do with it.
I didn't know telemarketers had assistants. I was like, oh.
No, what's funny is because someone was supposed to be calling me about a wine tour today.
Oh my gosh. What?
Yes.
I should have kept it going.
That's who I thought you were.
That is hilarious.
That
what are the chances?
So funny. Wait, Alyssa, we're so excited that you're getting married.
I know. Congratulations.
Not right now.
Yeah, we heard that you have met, you're like with the most amazing guy ever, now engaged to him.
Yes, he is amazing.
Can you tell us how you did that?
Yeah.
I'm really not sure how, but...
He is great. He proposed to me after 10 months of dating.
Oh, so it was like you knew. Y'all both just knew.
We both knew after our third date.
Oh, Alyssa? How did y'all meet? What was the connection?
At a Maren Morris concert.
Oh, a country concert!
That's where you gotta go, Tanya, the country boy.
That's what I'm telling her.
Gosh, Alyssa, this is so crazy because I was actually just telling Becca, I was like, I think when I meet my dude, it's gonna be fast. Like 10 months sounds pretty good.
Yes.
If I may jump in, we are joined by a special guest. Rachel is on the phone.
Oh, Rachel is on the phone.
Stop. Oh, my God.
We were like, we like couldn't get Rachel, but we were like, let's just try and cold call Alyssa and see what happens.
That's amazing. I'm like, I can't believe this. I'm literally like shaking.
Wait, so where do y'all live?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So you're having
now
a big
barking.
Oh, he got excited, or she got excited.
Yeah, she's really excited.
So the Bachelorette weekend is what, this weekend, or when
it's actually May 5th.
Oh, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah,
how fun.
Are you guys part of our Facebook group?
I don't have Facebook.
Oh,
Alyssa needs to get Facebook.
Oh, but Rachel, you are.
Yes.
Will you post pictures of this Bachelorette weekend in the group so we can all see?
Yes.
Of course.
Cool.
This is so fun. I'm so happy it worked out.
I know. I don't want to go there, but like I kind of want to go there with your 10-year on and off terrible relationship. What made you realize that you wanted to get out?
Are you talking about me?
Alyssa, you.
Yeah.
Yes. I just knew that he was not the one for me. There was always like doubts in my mind and the back of my head where I just wasn't sure and that I questioned it.
Got it.
And then
I have a lot of words that I could use.
He did not treat me the best.
Oh, he didn't treat you right. Okay.
No.
No doubts with Scott.
Oh, absolutely not. Never once.
Oh,
guys, did you see the pictures that I sent of them? They're literally like Barbie and Ken. Like,
wait, Alyssa, do you collect like Scott products, like the toilet paper and paper towels and stuff?
Tanya, what the heck?
I dated a Scott in high school, and I used to like only make my parents buy like Scott toilet paper and like all the Scott products.
Once again, that is so Tanya.
Do you not do that, Alyssa?
I use Scott toilet paper.
See, it's not a coincidence.
I don't. Yeah, weird. It's a little weird, Tanya. Like,
I think your future husband will appreciate that.
You're just a gem, you know, one of a kind.
Well, this was so fun.
Well, we wish we could come to New York, but we were hoping this would be enough, you know, since we can't make it out there.
Amazing. This is the best wedding present ever.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much for helping me.
Of course. We're so happy for you. It gives us hope that we'll meet someone and we'll know right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yes. You will. And you guys just wait for that person. I'm serious. When you know, you will know.
Oh, y'all are the best.
I found the picture that Rachel sent us. Do you mind if we post it in the Facebook group? It's up to you, Alyssa.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yay.
I'm just going to like sign up for Facebook just to sign up
for it. That's like the only thing I use Facebook for anymore. Same. Is to look on the group. So, all right. Well, thank you for talking.
Look at these two.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's a babe.
Y'all are stunning. You're
Trust
both
me.
So beautiful.
They're seriously perfect. Like, kind of makes me sick.
Like, y'all got to get some babies out real quick. Yeah. Y'all gotta, yeah. Yes. How exciting. Well, we're so happy that you answered and that we get to talk to you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so excited.
All right. We love you guys.
Yeah. Thank y'all again for listening. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, the listeners to this podcast are the best people.
Oh, ever. My gosh.
There's... I feel like we should send them, like a video for them to play on their Bachelorette.
I was going
to
say, or we should send like a gift or something that's there, get like Rachel and like send it.
Scott products.
That's amazing.
Some wine. Maybe Costco and get reams of toilet paper.
Maybe Scott some wings.
And some wings. Yeah, some wine and some Scott products.
Bark box, man crates. We'll load.
I know. I'm like, listen, we have a lot of options. We have a lot of options that we can send. Is Candace here?
Not yet.
Oh,
but
I'm so anxious.
Soon.
I'm so excited.
I do believe soon.
Okay. Wait, did we talk about, we didn't talk about Grey's Anatomy yet because we were like, oh, we don't want to.
We didn't, but.
Right. Tanya was very upset because she feels like she was introduced to Meredith's potential new love interest and then it was just, we got nothing about that.
I think we have not seen the last of him. That
no,
is
not, definitely not.
No, and I think he's got an arc.
Yeah, but like how annoying.
Okay.
by no means did I think it definitely was not a great episode. There was, there's just, am I invested in anything? What happened? At the end, I guess April told Maggie that she tried to jump. She was like, then I jumped my husband.
April's back, and that's great. She's back on track.
She's apologized. She's
figuring it out.
Yeah.
I like that they brought back the woman from 100 years ago.
Oh, his the sponsor. Mm-hmm.
Because I just like that because it respects the length that this show has been on, the shared history we all have with this show.
Mm-hmm.
Someone coming back from 13 years ago or something.
Right.
That's a wonderful thing that we've all shared together. I think that's great. I'm glad that I want them to do more of that.
Yeah.
I was glad Ben was back too. I thought he was gone. I thought he was just going to be on the new show and that was it.
No, because there's Grey's people on the new show too. Like Bailey's on the Station 19 now.
He said it was part of the not deal or whatever, but that he would do both.
Like, great.
Grey's and Station 19.
I think we're in a good run right now. I thought it was a pretty good one.
I thought I was really thrown off with the Arizona thing because I was like, oh, she has breast cancer and that's like
what's gonna happen to her,
right?
But then it was all
I know
fake.
Wait, did you guys see the thing that a listener sent us? And it said, I wonder if they're gonna start filming Grey's Anatomy in heaven because that's where all my favorite favorite characters are.
I posted that meme like a long time ago on my Instagram because it's
so
that good. That was like before Derek even died, so now I'm like, shh, everyone's died.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the new show Christina's in? Sandra Oh?
I haven't seen that.
The trailer, she's like a stalker or something that's after this girl and she's like crazy obsessed.
Well, that's not Christina.
I know. It's the imposter.
Yeah.
Are you watching Station 19?
I've watched it.
And?
You don't like it?
It's okay. I find it to be like a little bit corny. Like sometimes I'm just like, ugh, you know.
Do you know what I'm obsessed with right now is The Resident. I'm not going to lie. It's really good. It's like the dark side of doctors.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
The kind of politics of it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Which is super like sketchy. Now I'm like so paranoid about doctors.
I know. Every time Tanya goes to like another doctor's appointment, she's like, I don't know.
I don't know about this one. He might just need his quota and like giving me this whatever.
Meanwhile, she needs a hearing aid. She needs all these medical things.
I'm just hearing about the hearing aid thing. I didn't even know that was an issue.
She wants one.
Have we talked about this on the podcast that you have hearing problems?
No, because it's something I just kind of discovered
a
couple days ago.
She wants one. She wants a hearing aid.
She wants like a blinged out hearing aid.
Yeah, like a Ariana Grande in-ear. How cool would that be? It would help me so much. I wouldn't have to say what every 5 seconds.
But we think she might just have wax in her ears or something. She should see a professional before just purchasing a hearing aid.
Yeah, well, I think you have to see a professional to get a hearing aid, right?
No, you can just order them.
No. Yeah.
No.
Please don't. I feel like that'd do more damage.
I'm going to try the wax thing first and then...
Yeah, thank you. I also think a lot of people just do like, what? Like everyone's on their phone not paying attention and so it becomes like a habit to say what.
That's what I thought it was for the longest time. But then I started realizing I was doing it more and more and I started to discern. Like I'd put all my stuff away and I'm like in actual conversation, nothing distracting me and I'm still saying, huh?
She wanted to buy one of those candles with a cone that sucks the wax out of your ear. So she went on Amazon and went, wax, candles, and she just ordered a bunch of beeswax candles that have nothing to do with your ears at all. She has like 10 of them right in front of her. Like,
Tanya!
Here they are.
Does anyone need to light a menorah? Because I'm your girl.
That's the beauty and the trap of Amazon.com.
It's also the beauty and the trap of Tanya.
I think it's like a serious actual problem that I've just been like listening to my music super loud in my headphones.
I've never noticed you saying what or like acting like you couldn't hear. I have some friends where if I'm thinking if they say what one more time, I'm gonna lose my mind.
There are some people that get into the habit of it.
That's
and they do it to buy themselves time to come up with a response to what you just said. And it drives me nuts.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I like. Sometimes my sisters do it or they'll ask me a question and then I answer and they're on their phone and they're like, What'd you say? And I'm like, oh, nothing. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah, no.
Thank you for this beeswax candle, but I'm going to let you have it back.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can you tell us about ThredUp? And then we'll take emails until Candace gets here.
Perfect. ThredUp is something that we have discussed on the podcast. It is the world's largest online thrift store. They have over 35,000 brands at up to 90% off the retail price. That's insane.
Yeah. So like Free People dresses are only $10.
They have J. Crew jeans that are around $12. The Kate Spade handbags are
$30.
You can go on the site and you can...
They could be $300.
90% off.
I don't know if I'm good at math, but a lot.
You can go on the site and you can actually select, like if you want to look at designer brands that they have on there, or you can select it by your size or the style. It's really amazing and makes it so much easier to shop at a thrift store than it is like if you're in an actual store.
Yeah. And every item on the site goes through a 12-point quality inspection process. So your items are like basically a new condition. And many of the brand names even have their tags still on them.
Yeah. I actually ordered an Hermes scarf and it was, think it was like $800 originally, and I got it for $200. And which I know is still expensive for a scarf, but it's like, I know that's like, I'm just saying it was a huge discount.
You also live in a warm climate too, but.
No, it was like a silk scarf. Yeah. I put it in my hair and all my Mexico pictures, and everyone was like, where did you get that?
And you were like, thread up.
Yeah. So I know like $200 is still a lot for a scarf. I get that. But I'm just saying like for what its original price was, and it was in perfect condition. Like, I don't know why there was nothing. It was basically like new. They offer free shipping on qualified orders, and it's super easy to return, to make returns.
Mm-hmm. Right now, ThredUp is offering our listeners an extra 30% off their first order. So go to ThredUp.com/Becca. That's
ThredUp.com/Becca for an extra 30% off today. One more time, discount code is Becca.
This is a really tough one from Chantel.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Starting us off hard?
Major help right now. Recently, my boyfriend of almost a year has been super protective of his phone. Ooh. I saw he was texting my younger sister, and I wanted to know what they were talking about, but he wouldn't tell me. I've never been one to snoop or not trust him. We have an open relationship. Not open like that. We're very communicative. And the past year has been great, but last weekend, I opened his phone to read the text between him and my sister, only to find the last text saying... I got your dad's approval. The one time I decide to snoop, I see everything, including the picture of the ring he bought me, which is absolutely stunning.
Well, that's good.
I didn't mean to see all this, and now I feel so guilty. I don't want to hide it from him, but I also don't want to feel like the whole engagement is ruined. I want him to feel just as special as I do on that day. What do I do? Do I keep it a secret until the day I die, or do I tell him I snooped? Help. P.S. I love your podcasts. My boyfriend and I are actually 2 hours apart from each other, so listening to your podcast on the drive has made it a lot more fun. Love you all. So that's very sweet.
Oh, I hope her.
I feel like y'all should give an opinion, because I feel like this is important from a guy's perspective. Yeah. What you would want her to do.
Easton, you can go first.
Mark's gonna dwell on this.
What was that? This is really, really tough, because my initial reaction is just keep it a secret.
Mine
forever.
Too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No.
Because he's going to be bummed if he thinks you suspected him of doing something like that. Even though it looked, you know, these kind of things sometimes look shady, and that's just how it goes, you know, when you're playing a surprise.
But she could say, I saw a text from my sister, so I felt like I was okay to read that.
But they've already had the conversation. She's been saying, what are you and my sister talking about? And he said, nothing. It's none of your concern. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
So she went in. I mean, did she think he was cheating with her sister? That's not good. Because as a guy, I'd be offended by that. Like, how little do you trust me?
I wouldn't say anything. Forever?
That's the worst advice, but I think that's what I
really?
Would do.
That's the worst advice?
Worst advice ever. You do not want to enter into a marriage with lies and secrets. It's just like, what in the world?
Okay. So, let's just say she decides to tell him. So is she saying she knows everything, saying... I know the proposal, when he's going to do it and everything. Are we assuming?
She said, I see everything, and everything is in capital letters.
Okay. If she knows, maybe she goes, I'm so sorry. I looked at your phone. I saw my sister text you. I was just so curious to know what y'all were talking about. I opened the text, and I saw everything, and I have been so torn on if I should tell you or not, but I wanted to be honest with you.
And say you're curious, not you thought he was cheating.
Yeah, I was curious. I was like dying to know what y'all were talking about.
Yeah.
I still say just keep it a secret.
Yeah.
You guys, it's going to eat at her. Like, I don't know. I don't know Chantal. I don't know you at all. But
oh, maybe you say your sister actually, she needs to tell her sister that she knows, and then her sister can tell him, hey, she saw a text or something and knows she like read information.
That's
so we
even worse.
Wait, why?
Are you going through the grapevine?
Well, no, it was the conversation with the sister. So you just tell the sister, like, hey, I saw you text him. And so I picked up the phone. I was, like, so curious to know what y'all were talking about. And I saw everything about the proposal, but I don't want to spoil things for him. So then the sister can tell him, like, hey, we got to rearrange some things. She saw the text. This is brilliant. I'm so confused why everyone's staring at me.
Because it goes back to the whole, remember the expression, what a tangled web we weave?
Yeah.
No one knows that expression?
Yeah, I do.
When we begin to deceive. You're making it a deeper deception.
Yeah. Is it though?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it is.
I think the responsible advice here is to come clean and apologize and tell him you will never not trust him again and you're so sorry and maybe you'll cry when you tell him. And if I'm the guy, when I see those tears, I'm going to say, it's fine. It's okay. I hope you've learned from this. I hope you know you can trust me. And I'm going to change my plans for when I do this so it'll still be a surprise. Like, you can work together and it'll become a joke throughout your whole life.
Yeah.
I feel like such an evil person that everyone just thought I was just like...
It's not evil because that was my gut too, is to just keep the lie going. But I think responsibly you should probably
No, and I just think like for her own sake, it's going to eat at her. And like, who wants that on their heart? Not me.
Yeah.
But once you got through the proposal, if you acted well enough, it would never come up again.
But it would be in the back of her head always. I think so. No? Am I crazy? Am I the crazy one?
I don't know.
Or he is having an affair with her sister and he's covering his tracks very, very well.
Yeah, the ring is actually for her sister.
Oh my gosh.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. So the advice is tell him.
I say tell him, open up, and just be cute and sweet and loving, and it'll.
Yeah,
be
but do it soon enough that he has time to like change his plans.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll just do it right there and be like, yeah, don't need a grand proposal.
Yeah.
Michaela met a hot guy on a plane. She was flying home from vacation with her mom, and as she was boarding the plane, she saw a guy that had caught her attention while waiting to board, and there he is sitting next to the empty seat next to her mom. So it goes, mom, her seat, hot guy. Like, what are the odds?
Wow, that never happens to me.
Fantastic. So she talked to the mom for a little bit. Anyway, the five-hour flight, it wasn't a five-hour, it was like a three-hour flight with a two-hour delay, but they're sitting on the plane for 5 hours. They talked for like four of them. The conversation was awesome. Similar interests, senses of humor, the same values and views. After we landed, he hinted at me coming to visit him in Chicago where he lives.
He asked for
my number while my mom was sitting right there. He lives in Chicago. I live in Minneapolis, but my mom lives in Chicago. It's been a few days since the flight. He shot me a follow on Instagram. Yesterday was his birthday, so I wished him a happy birthday via DM. 5 messages back and forth, so this guy has my number. He's yet to text me, though. He has my number, but it's all been through Instagram. He hasn't texted me yet. I don't know if I should invest more energy into this or just kind of go with the flow. I actually applied for a job. It's like 30 minutes from where he lives last week. So the connection I felt was so real. I find him attractive. But why would he ask for my number if he wasn't a little bit interested as well? I'd love your thoughts and advice. He just turned 26. I'm almost 23. It seems really good to me.
I know. It seems very serendipitous.
It's all positive, right?
Yeah. So, but I'm confused too. I mean, I'm as confused as she is of why he has her number. He hasn't texted her.
I think he's just being shy. He's playing it cool. I think, I don't know.
But he asked for the number in front of her mom. How shy can he be?
Well, that's a good point. But there's been Instagram interactions.
I can't with the Instagram interactions.
Tanya.
I mean, seriously. Nothing irks my pickle more than somebody that sends me.
Irks your pickle more?
Attention, Facebook group. Attention.
Oh, nothing, here you go.
Nothing
irks your pickle.
Than a guy that sends me.
What is a pickle? Like, why do you, you're, what pickle?
Don't we all have a pickle.
No.
What is your pickle?
Not all of us.
Not all of us have pickles, Danya.
When a guy sends you a DM on Instagram when they have your phone number, it literally just, nothing.
That's a good point.
But the only thing that I'm thinking is if sometimes I have someone's number and if they post a story, I'll respond to that. And then the conversation continues there. So it's like that, the conversation's happening in that moment. I don't want to throw it off.
Right. Because of the story.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. You rarely just like agree with me and pleasantly back down like that. Thank you.
It still drives me nuts, but I do see the comment. But if it's when it's not a comment on a story and they're just messaging me, I'm like,
yeah, I mean, because that takes effort. You have to go up, hit the
message. Yeah. It's like, you have my phone number. Call me, FaceTime me.
I don't know, but she doesn't have his number. So it's not like, I mean, not that I would,
well, that's
I don't
a good point.
Always say like, oh, just text him first. Cause you know, I like to be texted first, but I was going to say if she really was interested to text him, but she doesn't have that option.
Could that be a reason that he hasn't texted her? Cause he doesn't want to give up his phone number?
Seems
cause that
sketchy.
Opens the door.
Seems super sketchy.
That's what it sounds like to me. I think when he has the number and he's like exclusively using another form of communication, that could probably be covered up pretty easily.
Oh, so he might have a girlfriend.
I mean, or, you know, I'm not saying Ooh. That, but.
Oh. Yeah, he might be attached. He might be attached.
Easton makes a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess her advice is go with the flow.
Yeah, I was going to say, just wait. There's really nothing else you can do. It's mm-hmm. not like you should text him and be like, what's your number?
Yeah.
Because he already made that move. So I would say just wait. But that's such a bummer because every time I'm like waiting in line for the flight, if I see a hot guy, I'm like, please let me sit by him. And he's never sitting by me.
No, it's great. They talked for 3-4 hours. But yeah, maybe. There's wait. Enough chance of that you go with the flow.
Yeah. Go with the flow.
Listen to that Maroon 5 song while you're at it.
Which one is that?
Wait.
It's, can wait.
You turn around? You can turn around. Just wait. No one knows words.
Just wait. You wanna
I think
see.
Candace is on her way up. So let's, Jordan is having a rebound fling. She went through a breakup 2 months ago. It's been really hard. Recently, I've reconnected with a guy I used to have a fling with. Nothing serious. I found it to be a really good distraction for me. A rebound, I guess you might say, in the most innocent way. I'm pretty confident I won't catch real feelings for him, but I might. He might. Is this wrong? What are your thoughts on rebounds after tough breakups? And I would like 2 podcasts a week. Thank you, Jordan.
Just throwing it out there, Jordan. I like it. I don't know. I don't know that. Have I had a rebound after a fling? I feel like my rebound was like my. I mean,
your fling was your rebound. Your
I know.
Rebound
I'm saying.
Fling.
I know. I'm saying a rebound after a relationship. I mean, I feel like my rebound, like Robert and our rebound, was each other.
Yeah.
Which I guess kept things either messy or clean, hard to say.
Wait, is she asking, is there potential in having that be a relationship?
No, I think she sees it as nothing but a rebound fling. And is that okay? Or am I toying with that guy's emotions? Am I going to mess with my own head? I guess she's trying to focus on the downsides of this.
Oh, I think that if you're really intentional with yourself and it's just a fling to you, I think you have to make that very clear to him. Mm-hmm. And there's ways to do that without making, you know, being a jerk about it. You know, like I think there's ways of making somebody know that you're not in a place to be in a relationship, nor do you want a relationship. And then you leave the ball on his court. If he wants to play the game, then he'll pick it up. If he doesn't want to play, then he'll go away.
But as a guy, if he has feelings, he's going to keep it going and just get hurt farther down the road.
Right. Yeah, but whoever has, someone's going to have feelings. Most of the time, someone's going to have feelings in that situation. One person's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So that's the downside of a rebound fling or whatever. Someone eventually, whether it's you or the other person, is going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to maintain that without someone developing feelings.
Are you saying abort mission?
I mean,
no more fling?
I mean, I don't know. Because like,
they're fun and just like lighthearted.
Yeah. You
got to
do what you got to do.
But I've gotten hurt from flings. Like I've been like done, you know, rebound and all that kind of stuff. And I've been the one that's been hurt by it. And it's like, I probably wouldn't change that. You know, because I think each one taught me something.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's how you look at it. Find the positives in it. I would say definitely be open with him, like very upfront with him about where your head's at with the whole thing. Yeah. And then if he wants to keep doing it, then go for it, I guess.
Get it, girl.
Are we doing FabFitFun?
We need to, because a lot of people on that same thread, I forget who started the thread, probably Crystal. Crystal's kind of the MVP of the Facebook group. saying so. She was asking, what sponsors are you guys really into? And FabFitFun got a lot of love here. Mickey Ferguson loves FabFitFun. She uses the products she got to this day. Who else? I mean, I'll keep looking here, but Libby Bertrand's like, oh, I missed the promo code for FabFitFun. How do you not know the promo code on this show? It's pretty clear what the promo code is.
Yeah, the promo code, we sing it to you every single week.
Every week.
I'm going to continue this, but she is in the building,
yeah,
everybody.
It's all good.
No, we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
I run from one place to another. I'm out of breath and it's like a million degrees outside.
It's
so hot in LA.
Do the lips. That's perfect timing.
Yeah,
we'll talk about FabFitFun.
So Do you know who gets a FabFitFun delivered right to their home? You want to read some of the people who get it directly to their home?
Sure do. Bethany Frankel, Khloe Kardashian. Oh, Ashley Simpson, Ashley Tisdale,
Lindsay Rose,
Aisha Curry,
Rachel Morse, mine are from the Facebook group.
By the way,
oh, there you go.
Did you hear the line in Cardi B's song? I think it's "Be Careful," where she says, "I want a marriage like Steph and Aisha Curry." Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No,
no. You should listen to the album.
We rarely do.
It's pretty good.
And this is perfect because the spring FabFitFun box is available now to warm you up as everyone is finally getting warmer weather. We have very hot weather today, but it's getting warm. Spring is here. Some of the contents in the spring box, we have the Rachel Pally reversible clutch.
That Free People, the leather eye mask I have been using frequently, and it is delightful.
Delightful. They have the Anderson Lily candle. I love candles in my home. Candace?
I love candles
too. I figured you did. They have the Murad Skin Perfecting Lotion. They have so many amazing products. The value in the boxes are over $200, and you can get it for, what is it, like $40 every box?
Only, yeah.
If you check out FabFitFun.com, use the code Becca so you can save $10 off your first box, and that makes it only $39.99.
That's like...
Don't try to do
that. Yeah, I'm not going to do the math.
Again, that's FabFitFun.
That's totally me.
It's FabFitFun.com. Use code Becca. You deserve to treat yourself. Again, that's FabFitFun.com. Promo code Becca. Okay, Candace. We are so...
Yay! Oh, thanks.
Everyone,
what a nice welcome.
Everyone I told that you were going to be on here was so excited. Like, my younger sister was like, I think she was trying to find a way to come in. And I was like,
oh,
well,
that's so cute.
Yeah. I mean, people just love you.
Yeah, well, you're kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. But you're a really big deal because my daughter Natasha really wanted to come so she could see you and hang out with you.
Well,
so
I went to a dinner and she was supposed to be sitting next to me and I saw her name and they're like, oh, Natasha's not coming. And I was like, we were finally going to get to hang out.
Oh, wait, you should make her a video.
What?
Your daughter.
Yeah, we'll do a video.
Yeah.
But she was doing a live, you were doing a live one time and I was like on it and I said something, you're like, and she was like, Mom, that Becca's on here. And you're like, who's Becca? And she's like, Becca Tilly. So then she and I connected through that.
Yeah. Well, I told her to come this morning and then she asked me, but I was working before I came over here, and because she would have had to drive, she didn't want to drive.
Yeah. I totally understand that. Yeah, you have probably more going. You're like the Ryan Seacrest of what you do because you just have everything going on. You do so
and
much.
You have it like all together. Like, it's kind of awesome.
So I make everyone
think. Well, you do a good job because it does seem that way. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I kind of grew up watching you, and which is so, it's so strange you being here because you're like my age in my head. But I was like so
and
young.
I'm so much older.
You're not so much older. You look like you're like 20.
Totally.
It's so
Thank
crazy.
You. Thank you.
But I just remember like, it's just so fun having this happen. It's like a big moment. I'm like having fangirl moment right now.
I know. I kind of am too. Like,
I'm everyone's big sister.
Yeah, like that's what it feels like.
Yeah, like, okay, so.
I don't know.
You got married at 20, correct?
Yes.
And you got set up through a coworker.
Yes.
Is that like a good way to go? Because I feel like a lot of our listeners are either.
Who your coworker is and what they think of you.
Well,
they might set you up with someone bad on purpose.
You think?
No, everyone loves you. Your coworkers love you, Tanya.
That's true. But I feel like this is like our listeners are either married or like really striving for that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like your love story could be really encouraging.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I think your friends, they know you best. So I think being set up by a mutual friend is always a really good thing.
And it was Dave Coulier, if I may.
It was Dave Coulier.
That's pretty cool.
And he didn't really know Val. He just knew that he was a really good hockey player. So thought, hey, this is really cool.
So he just went rogue.
He was right. Doesn't what?
He just went rogue. He was like, I just like his hockey skills. That's
Wait,
funny.
But hockey players kind of have like reputations. Were you not, was that not a?
No, and a Russian one too.
Oh.
But mine doesn't have a reputation. And he was 20 and I was 18 and he when we first met, and he is the most family driven person I know to date. So even when we met, he was like, yeah, partying and clubbing and all that is not my thing. I really would like to get married and have a family.
Oh, so you had a rare
find. I was a little shocked when he proposed to me, to be honest.
Really?
When I was 20, because I didn't think it would happen that fast. It was within less than a year when we met. But I was totally in love and I was like, okay. And my parents were like, what?
Well, I mean, and you know, like, I feel like, especially lately with like the Jenna Dewan and Channing Tatum split, like everybody's splitting up and you're going strong. What's like the number one?
Seems like it, but there's a lot of strong married couples out there. We only hear about the ones
that
aren't together anymore, or it's heartbreaking for us to see their breakups.
What's like a good, like, how do you keep your marriage so strong?
Well, there are lots of things. I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but I think at the end of the day, it's really putting your spouse's needs before your own. It's about being selfless in your marriage, because a lot of us especially want to focus on ourselves. It's most natural to do that.
Yeah.
And it's not saying that with everything, you know, you have to do everything your spouse says. But when you think of them in that way, to honor them, respect them, love them, and you take yourself out of it, and hopefully in return, your spouse is thinking the same way.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what really continues to honor one another throughout your marriage. So it's not about how can you meet my needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how can we do life together and be there for one another.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
I know. And I also think a big part of it, like, you're very strong in your faith. And mm-hmm. I think there's, I mean, I remember watching you on The View sometimes and being like, she's my hero, because like just being able to like stand up and for what you
Thank
believe
you.
In that situation, I can't imagine it's easy. I mean,
yeah, so some days were really hard on that show, let me tell you. But actually, when it comes to faith, topics of faith, that was my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So it was very easy to stand up in that situation.
Yeah, totally.
But sometimes when we just got into politics, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Well, I mean, that conversation's almost just impossible no matter where, what platform, whether you're,
Yeah, it's true.
And you know what though? You do it with such class and like kindness.
Thank you.
No, yeah. Which
also? That is such a wonderful transition. That was amazing.
It's true though. It's true. Like, you know, you were, it can get very heated, but mm-hmm. I feel like you always have, I think you can, like, there's two ways to take a road. You can either dig or you can take the high road. And I feel like you always take the high road.
Thank you. I try to, especially during my time on The View, which was what magnified that more, and why I wrote my newest book that's coming out soon, Kind is the New Classy, because I did get that feedback from a lot of people, and I always wanted to take the high road. I wanted to be able to have conversations with people I disagree with respectfully and not have it turn into an angry argument or to end a friendship over it and say, hey, we can still be friends, we can still disagree, but why don't we actually listen to each other? And why don't you tell me why you believe the things you believe? Yeah. And let me tell you what I believe and why, that there's probably some substance behind it, or our background, or where we came from, as to why we have the viewpoints and worldviews that we do. And it doesn't always have to turn out poorly, the discussion.
Yeah.
And so I hope that I reflected that during my time on The View.
Yeah. Well, I remember always saying, I've thought this for a while, but I think when I moved, I'm from Louisiana originally, and when I moved out to California, my views and like what I thought about a lot of things were so opposite of like the people I was meeting. And I remember thinking like, we can disagree and it doesn't have to be hateful. It doesn't have to be like such a negative thing. It can just be like, wow, wouldn't it kind of be boring if everyone had the exact same mentality on everything, you know?
Exactly.
And so I like totally respect that you were able, that's what you're trying to put out there, because I think people need to hear that more.
Let's bridge build. Let's connect. We know that the world, we're never going to agree on everything.
Right.
We're all going to have different viewpoints, but let's hold hands together and kind of figure out why. And it's okay to be opinionated, and it's okay to stand your ground and maybe not be persuaded. I think it's, you know, to the other person's viewpoint, it's okay. But we all have to really listen to one another, and we need to have grace with one another and say it's okay to agree to disagree.
Yeah. I love that.
Do you know who else is?
Every time I say I love that, I think of The Bachelor, Ari.
I love that. Oh. I love that so much. Do you know who could write the sequel to this when you're like talking about it? Is Selena Gomez. I feel like she always is the same way. Like, she always chooses kindness. Mm-hmm. She always takes the high road. But I just think it's really cool that you have a whole book that's, you know, dedicated to that and kind of talking about your journey.
Thank you. I would love to know from Candace, because I love your book. I love your Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
When you cook on your Instagram with, I think it was Dave's wife even. But anyway.
Oh my goodness. So, I've been told not to use knives anymore on my Instagram because I'm so bad at it.
It's so good. I like your car chats, your whole thing.
Thank you.
So my question is, I would like to be kind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't feel good when I'm not kind, mm-hmm. but in the business world,
right,
that's what I want to know from you, because you're an author, you're an actress, producer, you do all these things, and it is very hard to be kind and to be tough. Mm-hmm. And I don't, it's not even a woman man thing, but it's like I have to fight for what these guys need, fight for what I need, fight for what he needs, fight for budgets, fight.
Yep.
And it's really hard to be kind and soft and loving.
Right.
And a tough.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think you can. Kindness should never be mistaken for weakness, because it's not. They're two very different things. And you can still be kind and go kick butt. Mm-hmm. And that's ambition. And I talk a lot about ambition. And we don't have to be afraid to be ambitious women, especially in the workplace, where we need to really be confident and not be afraid to ask for what we want and be afraid to be labeled as you know what, like that witchy word, you know, that I don't really say. And it's a hard balance. And honestly, some of the most simple steps that I take to be able to do that, one is it's practice. I mean, it's really, it's practice to be kind and be patient with your answers. Because let me tell you, it's not my first inclination at all times to be really kind and nice to people when they really upset me or hurt me and when I'm fighting for something. But I know that the calmer I am, the breath that I take before to gather my thoughts and speak confidently instead of out of an emotional, anger or
rage.
Because, then it kind of comes off as this frenzy that, oh, maybe you don't even know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You're emotional about it. And emotions are a great thing.
Yeah.
But we just have to be in control of them, especially when we're fighting for things.
Yeah.
And so there are some practical steps to take before going into those types of conversations. And they're especially hard when you get surprised with that conversation. Because I really like to prep. I like to know if I'm going into a meeting and I have to ask for this and it's probably not going to be received well, or I think they might brush me off. I mean, I prepare the entire conversations in my head. I go through every person that I'm going to be sitting with at that meeting. I think of their backstory. I think of where they came from. I think of their viewpoints, their worldview. And then I try to anticipate the arguments, what direction they're going to go with. So I have a rebuttal, and something I learned from The View. And, and I try to go in as poised as possible. I also pray a lot. I'll be honest. I do a lot of praying.
Yeah. I think that's very underestimated how powerful that is.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is.
Even if it's just like, Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
Like,
help me not to overreact on this. Yeah.
I want to talk about, so I met Lori Loughlin at a Dodger game, and it was, I don't know what came over me. I was like, I have to go say hi to her. There was other people there that everyone was talking to, but I was like, I have to go say hi to Aunt Becky.
Because you would think she's like the nicest person in the world, and she is the nicest person in the world.
I was like,
so like you want to go say hi.
I was just panicking.
I know, I saw all your faces. No, because she really is.
Like the sweetest.
Yeah, so you want it, you think
she's. So I went over and she was like, Becca, I watched your season of The Bachelor. And I was just like, oh my God. The best thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life.
Yeah, she and Aaron Krakow, I think, are like Bachelor junkies, and they just watch every episode together.
Well, it was at an event. Olivia was there, and so we like hung out the whole time with her.
Yeah,
she was like 16. What is she like 16? Yeah,
is that her daughter?
Yeah,
Olivia. Whenever I think Olivia is 18 now. She's 18 or 19.
Yeah, she was. It was a few years ago. Yeah. So I was like, oh well, you know, just hanging out with the cool kids at the party. Like, she was, but it was, I just get very excited. Like, I, when you walked in, I was like, there she is.
That makes me feel good. Maybe because of you, we'll have season 5 of Fuller House.
I know. I mean, that's so crazy. The first episode, what did y'all sing Forever? What were y'all, there was.
John did sing it in one of the episodes on the new season.
It was so emotional.
I know. He's had a great year.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Marriage, baby on the way.
Isn't that nuts? Andy still never ages.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, he really
He's my
does.
Uncle Jesse, but or my Uncle Jay, but he is so handsome.
Yeah. Yeah. You're allowed to say it, you know? It's just on TV,
he just
right?
Is. Yeah.
When John came out, we finally convinced John to come to Vegas for the iHeart Music Festival. I think you might have missed some of it, Becca. It was a little tipsy.
Listen, I had a rough night that night. However, he was with Britt, and I was like, if he seems like, I don't want to bother him, you know? So in that state, I'm really glad I didn't try because I would have been mortified.
So nice.
Yep.
And his lovely girlfriend at the time, fiance, wife now, she is so cool.
Wait, they're married, right?
Well, yeah, now. Yeah, okay. Now, yeah. Sorry. So when he left, he was thanking us all. Like, we were like, no, thank you. And I remember him, like, giving me a kiss on the lips. One of those very friendly lip kisses.
Yes,
Nothing right. weird. Everybody listening.
Yes.
And one of my girlfriends looked at me and was like, can you beep this? Get the beep ready. That is bucket list shit right there. Like, and it was like, that sums it up. Because, like, oh, my God. Like, you kiss John Stamos on the lips like you can die. It's all good.
You can die.
You can die. So good.
That's a good one.
But your daughter, is she acting? I know she does like YouTube and kind of does similar things what I do, but is she wanting to get into acting?
Yeah. So she's auditioning with the rest of them. She was in my last Christmas movie on Hallmark Channel that was switched for Christmas. She was in that. She played my daughter in it. She did a great job.
Fun.
And then she does have a new movie coming out. I don't know if it's this spring or in the early fall. It's called Faith, Love, and Hope. It's with Peeta Murgatroyd, who's on Dancing with Dancing with the Stars, and some other really great actors I'm kind of blanking on names right now, but that movie will be coming out soon. So she's acting and she's still singing and recording all her own stuff with her friends. And I kind of stay out of the music world part of it at this point until contracts are involved.
But did it scare you? Like, for her to get into this world that you've been in, or was it like, were you hesitant about it or no?
I wasn't, because I've been in this industry since I was 5 and I'm comfortable with
That's
it.
So
I know
nuts.
What I know. I know what goes on, and I've been able to help her navigate through it.
Yeah.
But also really when she made a decision that, hey, this is the industry that I want to be in, she wasn't. It wasn't until she was about 16. I mean, it's been really recent, or 17 years old. So I feel like at that point she's coming into into adulthood, and it's different, you know? And so I feel more confident in that sense that she's almost an adult. It's not something that I pushed her into doing.
Right.
But trust me, I'm there right along her side. Creatively, I want her to do whatever she wants to do, but she's great. And in the sense that she comes and asks me things all the time, because she's
cool.
Like, Mom, what should I do with this? What should I do with this? And listen, we've had tons of those discussions of like, most people are not looking out for your best interest.
Right.
So don't trust everything you see, you hear, what they tell you. And it's not to be pessimistic about it, but it's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
So she knows like Mama Bear is by her side. But at the same time, she has the freedom to, I mean, she's almost 20 years old to make the choices that she wants to make.
I mean, it's so nice to have you though, to be like, stay away from that.
I think she appreciates it now. Maybe not a few years ago, but now she kind of gets it. Like, oh, this is scary and Mom knows.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have any guilty pleasure TV that you watch? TV shows that you like?
Well, but my guilty pleasure show probably isn't everyone else's. It's Game of Thrones. Okay, so like I'm on season 4, but my audience gets really nervous because there's nudity in it and there's language, and so people are like, how could you watch that show? but it's so good. It's so good. And I feel like just because it's like way back when, I'm like, but that's how it was during that time. Yeah. And so I'm really enjoying that show. But it actually is a guilty pleasure because even my husband and my kids are all older teenagers. But he's like, you cannot have that on when the kids are in the house. There's much language in it. There's a lot of, there's a lot of nudity.
I've actually wanted to watch that show because I've heard people are obsessed with it. But I feel like I'm too far gone now. It's like,
no, you're not. I just started. It's season seven, but I'm on
scary?
Season.
No.
No, but it's. It can be gruesome at times.
I don't like scary, so I don't know.
It's not scary.
Oh, okay.
No.
Do you watch Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Never have?
Natasha does. No.
Oh.
I work a lot and I don't have much time for television. So I basically watch one television show at a time. And right now I'm watching Game of Thrones.
No, I get it. I totally get that.
I love in my head. And I'm like office. Picturing you like sitting on the couch just binge watching shows. And it like just doesn't go. Like you're like so busy. It's not like you have
it's
time
hard.
To just sit down.
Yeah. The other show that's on our house constantly because my kids have probably watched every season. I mean, the entire show and they're probably through it. Their fourth or fifth time now is The Office.
Oh, yeah.
I've never watched The Office.
It's hysterical. It's
You've
so
never watched
funny.
It?
Never.
It's so funny.
Everyone that watches it loves it. Did you
I'm
watch
a
it?
Fan of both the British and American versions.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there's two? Really there's two?
Yeah. Wait. How? I have like just like a question just about your like life.
Okay.
But that's very generic. How do you balance it all? Like in terms of like obviously right now you're
so funny because I have a book called Balancing It All. That's one of my other books.
Because I think a lot of times, you know, like I think it's been a topic of conversation because Cardi B, I don't know, I'm obviously obsessed with her right now. I've mentioned her twice this podcast, but she just announced she's pregnant and everybody's saying, why would she do that? It's going to kill her career, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like there's such a misconception with having
kids. How sad that people think a baby's going to kill a career.
Yeah, totally.
That's awful. Totally. It will only make her a better in her life and... Because it completely shifts your focus when you do have a child and will probably make her a better businesswoman and performer and everything. Because children are an amazing blessing and sad when people look at it that way.
Totally.
I don't.
Yeah.
But you know what? When I'm talking about balancing, I believe it's juggling. There's really no balancing. It's juggling. So you can have, you know, different plates spinning. You got to drop a few at times. You pick them back up later. And that's what it's all about. And so it's juggling within the seasons of your life, even from when my kids were younger to them being teenagers, being a stay-at-home mom, working. It's you have to set up your priorities. And that's the biggest thing that people... I think don't do and where you can kind of get in trouble because if you don't actually sit down and say, hey, this is number one in my life, this is number two in my life, and maybe a number three, and then all the other stuff are the things that you can put down for a season or a time and pick up later. But it's like my relationship with God, my family, and my work, obviously, those are big priorities. But you know, sometimes even friendships, relationships that way, they might come in and out of my life at times. But you know, the good friendships will stick around when they know you're having a busy season and you can pick up where you left off like no time has passed.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah. So important.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, we could talk to you all day.
All
we have
day.
So many questions.
We'll be respectful of your time.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
So Kind is the New Classy is the book. And where can people get it? Go ahead and plug it.
Oh, cool. Well, if you can pre-order right now at any major online retailer. And if you actually go to my website, which is CandiceCameronBure.net.
Beret. We've been trying to figure out
beret.
How to say it.
Oh, beret. Beret. Like a hat. Like
not
the hat.
Beret.
Yeah.
Beret.
Beret like the hat.
Either one. Mm. Just not burr or beer.
Yeah.
That's the big... If you're a hockey fan, you know it's beret. But
okay. There you go.
I guess if you don't, then you don't. Anyway, Candace Cameron Bure. And right now I have... There's still a few... personally signed autograph copies left that you can enter your receipt code through my website. And then you get a bunch of extra fun stuff too on it in the first two chapters on audio. And you can read that. But it comes out April 24th, I believe, at all major retail stores. But you can pre-order right now online.
Amazing.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I know you're so busy. We were so excited to have you on. You're like,
thanks.
It was awesome.
I was excited to come here.
So thank you for being here. Thanks to our sponsors, FabFitFun, ThreadUp, Wink, and
Beachbody.
Beachbody.
On demand.
Beachbody on demand. Thank you all for your emails. Thank you for the Facebook group comments. We love you all so much.
So much.
Before you call time of death, we have a quick email about that. Why do you call time of death before the heart stops beating?
Just like, I'm not.
Technically, you're not dead until after the beep, yet y'all call it before the beep.
You guys, we're just interns here. We're just learning as we go.
We're like medical students. We're not even interns yet. Yeah. So sorry, we're learning. Thank you for teaching us. I'm here to learn.
Yeah, so let's wait till the heart stops beating. Okay.
All right. Wait, I wanted
sorry,
to give
I'm sorry.
A,
that's like pressure.
Wait, I wanted to give the email is scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. Now I'm really uncomfortable
I'm
and
sorry.
Nervous. Tanya, call it. I can't do it.
Uh-oh.
Time of death? Is that 1431?
Oh, that scared me.
1631.
1631.
I'm not good at army time.
No, it would have been 14.
No.
It's not 14.
It's 12 plus 4.
Oh, 16.
16.
I was right then the first time.